This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, December 17. Faithfulness and deliverance. Our reading comes from 2 Kings chapter 18. In the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, Hezekiah, son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother's name was Abijah, daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done. He removed the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. He broke into pieces the bronze snake Moses had made, for up to that time the Israelites had been burning incense to it. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him. He held fast to the Lord and did not stop following him. He kept the commands the Lord had given Moses, and the Lord was with him. He was successful in whatever he undertook. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. From watchtower to fortified city, he defeated the Philistines, as far as Gaza and its territory. After the division of the kingdom into Israel and Judah, the descendants of David ruled over Judah. Hezekiah was one of them, and he was faithful to God and delivered the people from their enemies. After becoming king at the age of 25, Hezekiah set about reforming the temple and calling the people to faithfully follow the Lord. He destroyed the idols and the altars of false gods. He held fast to God, trusted him, and followed him throughout his 29-year reign. Hezekiah was tough in adversity too. Threatened by the overwhelming Assyrian army under Sennacherib, Hezekiah trusted in God for astonishing deliverance. Hezekiah prayed honestly and earnestly for God's help, and that night, God's victory over the arrogant, brutal Assyrians was complete. The book of Matthew reveals Hezekiah's place in the genealogy of our Savior. Step by step, person by person, we see in figures like Hezekiah not merely examples of human faith, but much more. Ultimately, we see God working out His plan of salvation, a plan that springs forward at the birth of Jesus. Be inspired by the life of Hezekiah, but be amazed by God's glorious plan of salvation through Jesus, whose birth we celebrate and whose return we long for today. Pray with me. Father, as you delivered Judah long ago, so you have delivered us from sin and death. Help us now to live in faith and obedience to you. In Christ, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.